agprocode.com and get equipped for anything. Offer ends October 31st, 2019 or while supplies last. Subject to approved credit. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we are back. You want to get in on the draft or whatever else, you're welcome to. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing. No one does it like Gilstrap. They've been doing just roofs for 80 years. Father-son business, four generations. We had a gentleman who called us, I don't know, 8 weeks ago now, and he said, well, I hired a different roofing contractor to do my roof. They so screwed up the job that I had to call Gilstrap Roofing. He said they came out, fixed it all. He was so happy with the job they did, and he was calling us to tell us about it. Ramona has her own personal experience with Gilstrap. Hers was just a patch job due to a near-to-well satellite installer, and she's been eternally grateful because for 6 years her roof hasn't leaked. And of course, the satellite installer hasn't been back either. That's Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232. Take advantage of their free checkup. You have no idea what the status of your roof is unless you put it in the last 3 or 4 years. So it's something you live with every day. Why worry about it? Let Gilstrap come out. They'll give you a free evaluation. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. If there is something wrong, they have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Get it fixed. Get it fixed. You want to get in, 654-7627. Texas, okay, Walt, you're on the clock. Don't screw it up like our past GFs. Let me get Chief Osceola in here quickly. Osceola, what's going on?
Hey, Walt, how you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Osceola?
Been better, but.
Yeah.
That's more like my heart rate's a little bit higher. There was a couple of articles posted. And I thought about calling you, and then I had a family member shoot me a text with another article that, I mean, you kind of take the stuff with a grain of salt. But they're putting articles out now about possibly pursuing Brian Kelly or Urban Meyer and asking me what I thought about it. And my words were no and hell no. And I was going to get your thoughts on that and what.
Well, you got one guy. You got one guy who's won national championships in two locations, and one guy who has taken a team to a national championship game and to the college football playoffs. So, what's your reticence?
Well, other than the fact I despise Urban Meyer,
yeah,
I can't stand looking at Brian Kelly.
Well, do you think your level of hatred for Urban Meyer would decline if you were playing for a national title?
No, I'd probably go hunting with cornbread in the fall.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, okay, then you're a true believer. And I respect that. I think either guy would do a good job. You know, look, I think in a way it's premature to give up on Taggart. I think your recruiting is going pretty well. He doesn't have a quarterback. You wonder how things would have looked had you been able to hold on to Howell. Maybe the perception would be different. But Look, I understand it. I will understand whatever Florida State does at the end of the year. If they move on from Taggart, I'll understand it. If they stay the course, I'll understand it. I think Mike Leach is a guy you should consider.
See, that's what I was gonna kind of talk to you about. Here's my problem, you know, with what they might end up doing. Say they were to move on with Taggart. It's going to be a bad decision if they make that decision to burn that bridge, get rid of Taggart, and don't really get what or who they need to get.
Yeah.
If they make the same mistake twice, and you know, the thing, I know you probably watched the Wake game, and the thing that really chapped me about that is when we were feeding the ball to Akers and Laburn, we were running the ball fine. And, you know, I don't know what his yards per carry were, but we were moving the ball down the field, and there was a rhythm. We were coming off the ball. The offensive line was getting some momentum. Taggart makes the comment about feeding Akers the ball more in the second half, and then we get the ball, get the kick, go three and out, three straight pass plays, and poof, that's it. I know Briles wants to spread it out and throw the ball, but that was the perfect game in those elements to just give the ball to Akers and try to come out of there with a win and not air it out as much.
Well, look, Briles believes in running the ball, so I'm not – and you've run the ball much better under Briles. I have no criticism of Briles. I think Briles has made a dramatic improvement in your football team. Look, I wrote this the other day. Florida State's better than they were last year. Now, if people want magic, well, there's no such thing as magic. And so, you know, the only way to get better is to do it the hard way. It's to do it with recruiting. It's to displace some of these guys who shouldn't be at Florida State. And again, this is exactly what I anticipated for Florida State this year. There would be subtle signs of improvement that wouldn't necessarily be tangible or see in your record. And that's where you are. That's where you are. This team last year lost seven games by an average of 22 points a game. This year, you've been competitive. That's an improvement. It just is. It's not magic. You don't go from losing seven games by 22 points or more to competing for the ACC championship and or a playoff position. I'm sorry, it's not the way it works. When you lose seven games by 22 points or more, you suck. You're a really crappy garbage football team, and you need to be fixed. You're in mortal need of replacement, and you just don't jump from that spot back into contention. It's in increments.
Here's one question I'll pose to you, and I know it may be kind of apples to oranges, but you're Tua Taggart and you're Tua Herman at Arizona State. And my biggest problem is that when you watch the two teams play, if talent is comparable, then when you watch the two teams play, Zona State plays harder and more disciplined and fundamental, and at Florida State we don't.
Well, I think you had character issues. All right. I think you had rampant issues in that system, and Jimbo Fisher ran from it. Look, this is Jimbo Fisher's true legacy. Right. This is what he left. This is what he did. This is not Taggart's mess. This is Jimbo Fisher's mess. What you need to decide is, do you think Taggart can clean it up given enough time? But when you inherit a broken culture with lots of problem children, you've got to go in and clean it up first as a starting point to get you back on track. I'm going to say this one more time, Noles fan, Chief Osceola. When you go from losing seven games by 22 points or more, which is what happened last year, you got blown out. I mean, blown off the field six times. Six of those seven losses were blowouts. Only the Miami game was competitive. And the six were, that's how you got to 22, the Miami game. It was actually worse than that. You were losing games by, you know, 25, 26 points a game. And now, a year later, you're competing. You're not winning yet because, again, you can't make that jump. It's you didn't fall off a cliff, although it may seem like that, but you've got to build it back up. So So that's what it's going to take. And I don't think.
I guess my biggest thing, though, you touched on the culture. Oh. And it's visible when you watch the games. But those same guys, Stanford Samuel, Dontavious Jackson, Levante Taylor, those same guys who blow an assignment and then there happen to be a drop pass, they're the same guys that wave their finger and, you know, walk around like they've done something. It's those same character guys that are continuing to play. And I don't understand why he's playing those guys. I mean, it's obvious, even when you watch the game, it's the same usual suspect.
Somebody has to play. Somebody has to play. I mean, again, this is how broken you were when Taggart inherited it. Look, I'm not telling you yes or no that Taggart's the right guy. I'm just telling you, I think the jury's still out, but I am telling you that this is Jimbo Fisher's fault. It's Jimbo Fisher's fault. That's where the blame lies. And what you people need to decide is, do you think you are getting better incrementally? I, as someone who I think knows something about it, I believe you're dramatically better than you were last year. Dramatically better. In fact, I know you are. You're competitive in every game. You sucked last year. I mean, I can go through the scores if you want. I mean, you were an absolute disaster last year.
Let me ask you, given what we did this past Saturday, do you think that Florida State should have won that game if we would have fed the ball to Akers and not tried to air it out as much?
Yeah, but I don't want to examine one particular game and say there's a sign of failure. I mean,
even with the Virginia game, though, Walt, if you look at the Virginia game, where we were being successful at, and the guys like Carlos Becker, I don't know what's going on with
them. Wait a minute. Virginia's better than you. All right, they're just better.
There's no doubt about it.
All right, but look.
Look at what we did.
All right, but listen.
Game.
Look, let me just refresh your memory because I think somehow we're losing sight of this. Let me remind you of who you were last year. You open your season at home against a terrible Virginia Tech team, a team that went on to an awful season. They blew you out 24-3. You scored three points at home against Virginia Tech. Game two, you played Samford, and they were driving with the football with a chance to beat you. Game three, you lost 30-7 to Syracuse. That's 3-7 against two Power Five teams.
What was going on this year?
But wait a minute.
Every game
the Clemson game. Wait a minute. I've given you time to talk, and I still will. We can't talk over each other. Wait a minute. Clemson, 59-10. NC State, 47-28. Notre Dame, 42-13. Florida, 41-14. You got blown off the field all year long. Are you better right now than where you were last year?
We're not getting blown out. Is that your point?
You're competitive, is my point. You were blown out by bad football teams last year. You're competitive. You've gotten better. And like I said, here's what you want, Osceola. You want to go from a team that lost seven games by an average of 22 points to being in contention with Clemson. It doesn't work that way.
No, I never said that. That's not what I said at all. The point that I was making is when you're in a game like we were, as depressing as this comment that I'm about to make sounds, when you have a chance schematically and are in a position to win games versus Virginia and versus Wake Forest, you have to manage your team and the players you have to find a way to win those games. If the deficit is 30 points, there is no expectation of coming back and winning that game.
The deficit would have been 30 points last year.
Walt, you used to
You would have lost to Wake Forest.
Lincoln was once president. last year has no bearing on what happened this past Saturday.
Well, it does, because again, you are a significantly better team right now than you were last year. You may not see it, but you are. You just are. It's really undeniable if you just look at the results. You're a much more competitive bunch than you were last year.
Again, the point that I'm making and the feedback that I was going to try to get from you is, given the games that they were competitive in, would you agree or disagree that if possibly play calling was a little bit different or they stuck with what was working? You just made this case with Georgia about what you're successful at. If they would have fed the ball to Akers and ran more stuff to Trey McKitty and flipped him out like they've been successful doing and playing Gabe Neighbors, they had an opportunity to win those games.
Yeah, see,
and that falls on the coaching staff.
Yeah, I don't want to second guess that, because I just don't think you're there. I mean, I think Wake Forest can be asking those same questions about themselves. Had they done this? I think Virginia can ask those same questions about themselves. Look, here's the truth of the deal. If you go back to the Virginia game, Terry, here's why I think you're mistaken. If you go back to the Virginia game, Terry beat one of the best corners in the country, Bryce Hall, who since has been unfortunately injured, beat him multiple times. The truth of what happened is you didn't have a quarterback who could get him the ball or an offensive line that could protect to get him the ball. Terry beat Bryce Hall straight up man-to-man numerous times. He dropped one of them, I know, but he beat him numerous times. You didn't have anybody good enough to take advantage of it. Your two quarterbacks are a Wisconsin cast off who threw a million interceptions in Hornibrook and a three-star quarterback named James Blackman who couldn't start for most of the other Power 5 teams in the country.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay, that's why you're losing. That's why you're losing. It's not the coaches. That's why you're losing. It's the Jimmies and Joes. It's the old adage. Your players aren't good enough. You've got to get better players.
And you said the recruiting was getting better.
It is.
But the point is, that's my thing, is when you watch the scheme, you can sit in front of your TV or in the stands, and when they line up, I went to the Clemson game too. As soon as we line up, if I'm a guy that runs a machine shop, can tell you what we're going to run, you think Brent Venables making millions of dollars a year doesn't know what we're going to run?
I think Briles is one of the brighter offensive minds of the country, and I've seen him work in multiple places. That's not it. It's that your offensive line is a disaster. You gave up 8 sacks at home to NC State. Your quarterbacks both suck. Your defense is overrated. It's your players. You're not good enough. You got to get better players. That's what it's about. Osceola, I'm giving you all the time I can. I appreciate your call.
All right.
I hope I answered your question. Knowles fan, really, it's going to be more of this. We'll take a quick break. I do want to get back to the draft, and we will. Listen, I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed in several years, or you filed, you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the problem might be, it's a personal matter that impacts your well-being. So don't call some out-of-town 1-800-COMPANY. Give your personal info to a perfect stranger who may or may not work with you. The solution's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David Green, who, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He knows all the options available so you can get your life back, whether they put liens in your property, garnish your wages, or whether you have an audit coming up. David has working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solution. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws and what the IRS will accept as compromise. David Green's a master at the Fresh Start program. He can use this program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of people in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at Green Law can do it all. Do yourself an enormous favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session. Free. 271-7940. 271-7940. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web at greenlaw.legal. Greenlaw.legal. That's green with an E at the end. Knowles fan, you're first up. When you get back, Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
Hey, Tiger fans, Coach Amanda Butler and the Clemson women's basketball team invite you to be part of the action in Little John Coliseum by purchasing your women's basketball season tickets. coming off an incredible season last year that saw Coach Butler return the Tigers to the NCAA tournament, the Tigers are primed and ready for another great year. Tickets are currently on sale right now on ClemsonTigers.com.
Football season is here, so it's time to gear up at the Tiger Sports Shop. We have the Nike sideline and team issue apparel that you see the Clemson coaches wear. We have the new Nike Clemson shoes this year, and we have them in women's sizes. We have our own Tiger Sports Shop collection of branded merchandise, which is excellent quality at an affordable price. There are two locations to serve you, Highway 123 and downtown. Plus, don't forget about the website, tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get a three-piece Chicken Supremes combo for just $4.99.
If you're tired of eating fast food for lunch, stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson for their $6.95 daily lunch specials. Monday's special is mesquite chicken salad. Tuesday, enjoy a piled high barbecue sandwich. Wednesday's special is golden fried catfish sandwich with tangy tartar sauce. On Thursday, try the southern fried chicken sandwich. Friday, enjoy a cheeseburger made to order just how you like it. Daily lunch specials for only $6.95 each. Carson Steak Warehouse at 150 Beltline Boulevard in Anderson.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Tiger fans, for every home game, it's Alley to the Valley, courtesy of the City of Seneca. Park for free and tailgate near Ramcat Alley in downtown Seneca. Then take a free bus to Seneca Creek Meadows, then a shuttle to the Valley. It starts 2 hours before kickoff and runs every 30 minutes plus 90 minutes postgame, with security on site. For details and more info, go to Facebook, Alley to the Valley at Seneca, South Carolina, or the Seneca website at seneca.sc.us. Join Out of Bounds live at Carolina Lines Bank Friday, October 25th from noon to 3. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and Clemson's best ice cream. Friday, October 25th from noon to 3 p.m., 937 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Diamonds and Gold Direct in Anderson has been named Anderson's best jewelry store 5 years in a row. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. See their specials of the month featuring diamonds, emeralds, and cultured pearls. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at UrbanNirvana.com.
If you want a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, there's only one place to get your car, SUV, or truck serviced. That's First Class HALT. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they do, and they do it well. And they back it up with some of the best warranties in the upstate. Be sure to check them out online. The latest specials can be found at firstclasshalt.com. That's firstclasshalt.com. Or visit them in Greenville at 1304 Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class HALT.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla is having a green tag sale during the month of September. All 2019 models are priced at factory invoice less all current incentives. No fake markup or pricing games. 2019 Ford Escapes starting at $20,799. Brand new Fiestas on sale at $14,770. 2019 Ford Edges have 5,000 customer cash. 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard, Walhalla, or visit us online at edwardsautosales.net.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He's disturbing the peace.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Osceola getting, the rough treatment from the text line.
Yeah.
Texas right. Said if last year's FSU team played this year's schedule, they'd be 0-7. No, Texas says, shut him up, Walt. He doesn't get it. Texas said, confusing. Oh, my God. One Texas said, you said FSU needs better players, but Taggart had top 10 recruiting classes coming into his tenure. He has good players. He doesn't. That's a myth, and people need to stop saying it. I've said this a million times. Don't confuse high school recruiting ratings, which are meaningless. Way before Jimbo Fisher got there, Florida State had declined. They had declined. Their recruiting ratings were always good, but they weren't producing any NFL players. They had plenty of 4- and 5-star guys. In fact, I went through this on air one time. I went through class after class after class with all these 4- and 5-star guys. You couldn't identify them out of a police lineup. No one knows even who they are. You know, again, those rankings are meaningless. They're high school services ranking players. They don't mean anything. They don't mean anything in the real world. In the real world, for us, they can't block anybody. You understand that? I don't know why this is hard to understand. They can't block anybody. If you can't block anybody, nothing else matters. Cam Akers doesn't matter. Terry doesn't matter. Wilson doesn't matter. Nobody matters. If you can't block anybody, if you give up 8 sacks to NC State, then you don't matter. Last year, Florida State blocked nobody. Jimbo Fisher ran from what was left there. He ran like a thief in the night. He ran away from the mess he left at Florida State. He knew full well what was going to happen. And you've seen it. You've seen it. But there is no question that the product on the field this year is better than it was last year. And if you are expecting a team to go from a season where they lose seven games by 22 points or more on average to contention for anything, then you're living in some sort of dreamland. Fairy dust. Unicorns. This is what you're living in. It doesn't work that way. You didn't get that bad overnight, although it may seem like that. You have to build it back up. It's the way it is. You have to build it back up. Again, the reason Chief Osceola doesn't want me to read those games last year is because of how bad it was. All right, so stop trying to blame the coaches because it's not them. It's the players. A lot of these guys just suck. I mean, if you think for one second that the two cats playing quarterback at Florida State could play at Clemson, you're living in a dreamland. Hornibook and Blackman could never play at Clemson. Never. I mean, they're just guys. I'm sorry, they're just guys. They're just average Power 5 quarterbacks. Okay, I have a crappy offensive line and two average Power 5 quarterbacks. You want to talk to me about talent? It's amazing you're in any game. It's amazing you're in any game. That's the truth about who you are. Until you fix those things with real players and real talent, don't tell me about the coaching. You can't block. You don't tackle. I mean, this talent is personified in 6 or 7 satellite guys. So I keep trying to drum through people's heads. Terry, Wilson, Akers, Wilson on defense. There's not even a Brian Burns type. But If I have, in combination, an offensive line that sucks and Blackman and Hornibrook as quarterbacks, how do you think that's going to play out? How? Just out of curiosity, how do you think that's going to work out for you? I got two to three-star quarterbacks and an offensive line that can't block their grandmothers. And you expect what? Playoffs? Apparently, Ramona, we're not getting to the draft tomorrow. Knowles fan.
Yeah, well, I mean, I expect we could at least make the top five, don't you think? Well, I mean, we're on the verge with the two-headed quarterback. We've got the two-headed monsters.
Yeah. Yeah, man, everybody wants those two cats.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they everybody was recruiting them, you know. Wisconsin, they were dropping the bags to keep Hornibrook. Yeah. They were desperate. You know, they lost their 13, you know, quarterback. Sure, it hurt them. Anyway, well, thank you for letting me get in. You know, I like to get in every week after a bad loss. You know, Chief Osceola, you know, I love the guy, you know, and I agree with a lot what he says. And I understand why he's frustrated, but I disagree with him to an extent, too. I mean, during that Virginia game, there's missed opportunities by the players, not by the coaches. You know, during the Wake Forest game, you look at that fourth down, everybody wants to yell at the coaches. I mean, you had a fourth down play, and your third-year quarterback don't scan the field and see a wide-open receiver.
Yeah.
Wide open. I'm talking not covered.
Yeah.
Your third-year quarterback, that's so great. James Blackman does not scan the field and see it, but it's Willie Taggart's fault, I guess, because he didn't see him. So to me, it's just getting a little frustrating. Well, you know, I'm still behind this team. Not to mention you have we brought another true freshman onto the offensive line this game. That's two true freshmen starting this year on that offensive line.
Which, tells you all you need to know about your existence.
And he came from defense. From the defensive side.
Right.
He came from the defensive side, a true freshman from the defensive side who comes and starts on the offensive side, you know, and I agree with everything you're saying.
I want to raise one other point. I don't agree with everything Pro Football Focus does, but nonetheless, this is interesting. They rated 800-plus offensive linemen in college football last year, and three of the bottom five out of 800 played for Florida State. I mean,
oh, I agree.
You've got the worst offensive line in any Power Five school in America, and you have two guys who are just average Joes. They're going to be selling insurance or something, you know, in a year.
Well, I agree 100%. We talk about talent, and then Chief Osceola, he mentioned a couple players, you know, Jackson, Levante Taylor, Samuels, you know, why are they playing? All those guys were five stars when they came to Florida State. Yeah. Five-star. That's your five-star talent playing right there that we don't want on the field.
Which just proves that they were never five-star talent.
Well, and some people say it's coaching. I understand. I'm not a fan of Barnett. You know, I understand. I'm not a fan of how our DBs cover and can't find the ball. And I think something needs to change there, and I understand that. But at the same time, we're preaching all this talent, but then we're not even wanting the five stars to play because they're not making the plays that we expect them to make.
Yeah.
You know, so I just, again, I agree with everything you said. Well, I mean, it's just a rebuilding year, and you got to stick behind them. I don't want Urban Meyer. I agree with that, too. You can keep that. I'd rather lose for the next 3 or 4 or 5 years and build something that Clemson has with a little bit of respect and pride and dignity instead of winning a couple championships and trying to be right back in the situation where we're at.
All I know about Urban Meyer is he's won every place he's ever been, and he's won national championships at two different schools, and you guys who are losing 7 games by 22 points a game don't want Urban Meyer.
I just personally don't. I mean, I don't want his health issues. I think he needs to stay healthy and continue to do what he's doing.
So
I don't want to put that on him. I don't want our problems.
So your real concern is your humanity out of the goodness of your heart. You don't want him stressed? Maybe. Maybe he gets one look at that offensive line, your quarterbacks, he might keel over.
Yeah, you tell him you got James Blackman and Hornibrook as your starters, and he might say, I got a cold coming, I believe.
That's right. My back, chest pain. My back, that, that's my heart, hard. My head. My back, my heart, yeah, my head.
I mean, is he a great coach? Yes, there's no argument to it, but I think Willie Taggart can do it. Like you said, he's got a great class coming in. I mean, there's five offensive linemen that's committed to the class. You're still a top 15 class right now. And, I mean, you got to hold it together. You need at least six wins. I've said it 100 times. I think you need at least six wins. You need to make a bowl game this year. And it's going to be tough, but I think it's possible. I think Syracuse coming up this weekend is going to be a tough game, but I think it's a winnable game. And, I mean, it's just something we got to get over the hump. But I'm still behind Willie Taggart. I give him one more year. I think you need at least 3 years. The guy hasn't even had a mobile quarterback in his system yet. And everybody expects them, why is the system not working? Well, you got James Blackman run it. And I just, well, I guess I'll leave it at that, and I'll get back here at the end of the week on the Syracuse game. Thank you so much for letting me get in.
Yeah, maybe that DeVito doesn't play in that game. I don't know what his status is. He got a little banged up last time out. I don't know what his status is. So if they don't have DeVito, that makes it that much more winnable for Florida State. Look, I'm not advocating for nor against Willie Taggart. I just think you can't blame him for what's happened. And I do know for a fact that there are clear improvements this year for Florida State over last year. People have apparently forgotten just how bad it was last year, because it was despicably bad. It is only bad this year. You've moved from despicably bad to bad, but you don't go from despicably bad to great. That's not how it works. There's no team in America who goes from losing seven games by an average of 22 points a game to being a contender for anything in a year. It doesn't happen. Again, you have a crap-fest offensive line, and you have two quarterbacks who most of the elite, all of the elite Power 5 schools would pass on. All. Lennon Towns, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Obviously, we're doing the draft tomorrow, Ramona. Hey, sometimes shows have a life of their own. I know there are a lot of people asking about it. I'm going to do it. But I'll get to your calls on the other side. Actually, we just lost Len. So maybe it's just you, Towns. You can get in if you want. 654-767. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson's new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. Located on Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. It's an incredible opportunity, but you're running out of time. We started with 118 residences. I don't know what the number is right now. My guess is like 20. I've been guessing for a while. I don't know the exact number. You know, it changes, but the one guarantee is you are absolutely running out of opportunities. I would go to their website, lakesidelodge.com, and check out the video. After you check out the video, you're going to want the hard hat tour. Go take it. Don't lose this chance. There's only one parcel of land like this. There's nothing like it. For a Clemson fan, this is idyllic. The resort will include a farm-to-table restaurant, pool and hot tub, walking paths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, small-scale football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge will have modified hotel services. That's what I'm talking about, Rona. So you can mess it up without cleaning it up. That's my lifelong dream. You don't have to do any lawn care. That's another lifelong dream. Lakeside Lodge is more than just a development in Clemson. It's a community. Clemson Nation is so strong, especially in the upstate. It's a place for them to gather. Condo owners will have the option of renting out their residence while they aren't using it, or with the case of most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, you can lock off portions. You can use part, still rent one or two of the bedrooms depending on the use it on the unit. Go see Taj Boyd, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. He's in charge of the sales effort. You're running out of time. Go see him. You'll thank me later. Quick break. Towns, you are up first. You want to get in? Now is actually a good time. 654-767.
Join Mickey live at Chick-fil-A in Clemson this Friday from 6 until 9 a.m. Enjoy your favorite breakfast and get Mickey's unique insight on all the latest football sports action. Head to Chick-fil-A in Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday for the Mickey Plyler Show live.
Are you craving a juicy steak cooked just the way you want it? The Blue Heron in Clemson offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, house-made pizza, drinks, and desserts. Join them for happy hour 7 days a week at the downstairs bar, open until midnight. Catch the game on big screen TVs with your friends. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com.
I'm Kristen Bennett. 2019 is winding down and we're in the fourth quarter. Like the Clemson Tigers, it's time to finish strong. Bennett Equipment rents and sells Takeuchi track loaders, wheel loaders, and excavators. And until year end, first-time Takeuchi excavator buyers and trade-ins of competitive brands receive up to a $4,500 discount. Hurry, because the clock is ticking. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, as always, rent it from Bennett.
It's homecoming Saturday in Death Valley as the Boston College Eagles fly into town. I'll be at George Coleman Ford Friday from 3 to 7 previewing the game and serving up Papa John's Pizza. I invite you to join us as I offer up my in-depth analysis of the game. Friday, George Coleman Ford.
Hi, this is Gary, the mortgage expert. Did you know my FHA 30-year mortgage is 2.99%? Here at Rate Saver Mortgage, we have rates that destroy the big banks. If you're buying a home or refinancing, call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. APR equals 4.49% based on $250,000 loan and 680 score. Subject to approval. Rate subject to change. Gary's NMLS number is 107-429. Rate Saver Mortgage, MLS 1847969.
Equal housing lender.
Join Out of Bounds live at Carolina Lions Bank Friday, October 25th from noon to 3. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and Clemson's best ice cream. Friday, October 25th from noon to 3 p.m., 937 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville.
CBD benefits are well known, but not all CBD is equal. At your CBD stores, our products are certified quality organic hemp. Your CBD store products are third-party tested for purity, and we offer a variety of products, from water solubles, topical creams, and oil drops, to pet products. Visit your CBD stores in Greenville at 2111 Augusta Street, 1461 Woodruff Road, and 2603 North Pleasantburg Road. In Spartanburg at 1450 W.O. Ezel Boulevard. Your CBD stores, where good health hits home, go Tigers.
Here's Tom Hill from Catazoom Wraps.
A wrap can be anything from graphics on a vehicle to graphics on a wall to graphics on a floor, window graphics. So if somebody wants their storefront, they want to brand it, get attention from people driving by on the road. You might want to put your mission statement on your wall and what you want your customers to see when they walk in. What separates us, I would say, is that we're a full service in-house. We do everything from design to printing to installation. We always come out, we meet you, we take a look at the facility, and we get to understand the project. The number one thing is customer satisfaction. We want to put out a quality product. We want people to be happy. We want people to turn around and tell somebody else, hey, these guys, if you go with them, they're going to take care of you. That's what we're all about, is to help other businesses grow their business.
Check them out online at katazoom.com. That's KATAZoom.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Good to see you doing so well. Really, it is.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we are back. Osceola on Twitter writes, if you stated the culture, if you heard what I had asked, then why play the culture problem, guys? I heard you. He said it had nothing to do with stars, that spin man. Again, Osceola, you have to play somebody. You know, here's what you're doing, in all honesty. You're looking to blame the coaches because it's easier to blame coaches than it is to acknowledge that your whole team sucks. Your whole team sucks. And you need better players. That's where you are. That's how you lose 7 games by 22 points a game. You don't lose because your coaches are terrible. You lose because your players aren't any good. Again, you have isolated players that are good, but everywhere that matters, you're terrible. I didn't make up the Pro Football Focus rankings. I've been warning about your offensive line ever since you recruited Alec Eberle, which I couldn't understand. And since then, your offensive line has been amongst the worst Power 5 offensive lines in the country. Terrible. Can't block anybody. Terrible. Absolutely hideous. And you're still hideous. You might be slightly less hideous, but you're hideous. Your offensive line sucks, and your quarterbacks aren't any good. Okay, that's the end of the story. There's nothing else to discuss. Nothing. It's not the coaches. It's not anything. Your offensive line stinks, and your quarterbacks stink. Okay, how are you going to win? How are you going to win? You got Vince friggin' Lombardi. How are you going to win? How? Again, the Virginia game, one of the best cornerbacks in America, Bryce Hall, Terry, one of your talented guys, burns him repeatedly, but, you know, you can't get him the ball. You're significantly better than you were last year. That's it. You're not getting blown out every game. I mean, you couldn't score at all. You scored 3 against one of the worst defenses in America at home against Virginia Tech. Then you scored 7 against Syracuse, which is not exactly the 85 Bears. Your first 2 games last year, you scored 10 points. I'm not talking about the Samford game, which you almost lost as well. So, I don't think it's the coaching. I'm not offering an opinion on Willie Taggart. I think he's being unfairly judged considering the mess he inherited. That's my only opinion on it. If you want to let him go after a couple of years, that's on you. And I'm not saying Willie Taggart's the guy to guide you into the future. I don't know that. I've seen enough both sides. But what I am saying is he's not responsible for this. This is Jimbo Fisher's doing. And you don't have enough players. And people can talk about all your frigging stars all they want, but you don't have enough players anywhere it matters. If you can't block and your quarterbacks aren't any good, then how are you going to win? Towns, how are you?
Walter.
Hey, Towns, appreciate you getting in.
Oh, yeah, man. Long time.
Yeah, it has been a while.
How you doing?
Good.
I think so, too. You know? And especially if you quit going with these over and unders.
Yeah.
Aside from that.
Yeah, if I didn't play a total, I'd be at like 85%.
You know,
the worst part of the Trevor Lawrence interceptions, the worst part of the Trevor Lawrence interceptions was I didn't win my total pick.
Yeah, I think that's probably.
That's the only part that concerned me. We didn't hit the total place for the degenerates.
Yeah, you're not wrong there.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me get to my point or points if you got time for me.
Yeah, right? No, you're good.
I watched the game and closely, and it was a great game, Clemson. But I saw a couple of times, and you had a caller yesterday or the day before, I can't remember when, who said, why don't we hit these underneath guys, you know, between the linebackers? Why don't we get somebody crossing the middle? That's the subject of my call for you. And I know,
Clemson, I'm pretty sure it was me who said that the day after the North Carolina game.
Okay, it may have been.
Yeah.
So my point to you is, let me list some receivers for you and ask you which one would be your first pick.
Amari.
Well, man, and he's kind of a little bit banged up, so let's leave Amari out of it.
He's the only guy. He's the only slot receiver type that's ready to play.
Really?
Yeah.
How about a couple of guys that have been around for a while, like Cornell Powell, a redshirt junior?
Yeah, that hasn't happened yet. It's probably not going to.
How about DeAndre Overton?
That hasn't worked. He made a few catches this past weekend, but by and large, that experiment has not worked.
How about T.J. Chase?
You know, look, my assumption is with some of these guys is that, and with the allowance that players do get better, and sometimes they seemingly come out of nowhere. We've seen that. But my general assumption is if you've not been impactful by this point, it's probably not in your future.
Okay. Then I'm going to throw a name out there for you. Not J.C. Chalk, who, you know, is doing a good job where he is, but he's, you know, maybe wouldn't fill that role, but he's big enough not to worry about linebacker. Okay, at 6'3", 260, 270. But I'm going to throw a name out. Nagata. Okay?
Well, look.
Joseph Nagata.
Yeah, look, he's a sensational talent that when all is said and done, may be the best wide receiver that ever played at Clemson. But having said that.
6'4", 220.
Yeah, but having said that.
I saw him in the spring game catch one. And it was tiptoes on the sidelines. A beautiful throw. By 16, you know, but he, you know, that's over the middle. That was across the middle when he caught that.
Yeah.
You know, but go ahead.
Well, look, ahead. I think if you're talking about this season, that's already halfway through, all right?
The most
likely guy to impact the middle of the field for Clemson is Amari. And he seems to be getting back in the full swing of it. Was there a little rust to knock off? Yeah. And you see that perhaps in the way you run a route, the first interception in which I think there's a little blame to go around on both sides. But when Clemson runs a 3-by-1, you have the three receivers to the field side, the one to the boundary, and Amari runs the seam route, and he's got to cross that safety's face, and he didn't. That wound up being the interception. I think that's just sort of getting back into it and running your routes a little more precisely and just a little more spatial awareness kind of thing. I think that's coming. I think he's your best answer. And then I think on December 15th, this team's going to get Galloway back. And I don't know how that's going to play out, but he's the guy who would have been the big-time threat down the seam as a vertical threat, the tight end position, that this team does not have in his absence. This team primarily has inline-type guys right now in the absence of Galloway. Galloway gives you that legate ingredient.
All right. I've heard, switch subjects, your analysis of the Georgia-Kentucky game and Georgia in general in that rainstorm, and you said, look, give it to your running backs and let them pound away. I don't disagree with that at all. But you think that they would have scored more than 21 points had they just decided to do that from square one against Kentucky in Athens?
Well, look, Kentucky was going to be a problematic game for Georgia anyway. Because, again, Towns, this theory I've developed over 20 years, a team who believes themselves in national title contention off of their first loss invariably flatlines the next week, and that's what happened with Georgia. That's why I gave out Kentucky plus 25 this week, because I knew that was going to be an easy win, and it was. I mean, the game was 0-0, like late in the third quarter or something, and so there's that element. Towns, I apologize. I have to run. Call me back tomorrow. I'll have more time. I appreciate the call, as always. We'll get to the draft tomorrow, which we didn't get to at all. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial. Brace, a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor, provides a totally independent perspective on your savings, your investing, your retirement planning. Do you think our economy's headed for a recession? Are we going to continue down our current strong economic path? Regardless of the direction of our country's economy, you can structure your savings and investments for weathering the coming storm or enjoying the continuing sunny days ahead. Regardless of your age or position in life, we can build a portfolio that fits your current needs and your goals for the future. We'll analyze every aspect of your potential issues in retirement. Do you need better understanding of Social Security? Do you know from where and how much your income will be after you retire? Do you know all you need to about Medicare? Greg will guide you through the whole process. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. Call him today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043. I'm done. Stay tuned to The Roar. As always, the Mark Childress Show coming your way next. Mark does a great job.
Safely in the Priority One Studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
It is officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
With thousands of real estate agents in the upstate, it can be overwhelming to choose someone that's trustworthy, knowledgeable, and honest. No need to look further. Realtor Rivers Whitmire.